Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keita Moore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there. Pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
It's me, Angel, over here with my cute little husband, Marcus. How you doing, babe?
I'm great. How are you? I like your lipstick.
You do?
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't remember the color, guys.
She wants me, people.
I do want you.
Yeah, that's...
Today.
I knew that lipstick would do that. Today, yeah, all week was like, get away from me, but today...
I'm feeling you, Lou.
My lucky day.
It is. Just might. Might get some brown sugar.
I'm sure I'll do something to mess it up before we're done with this podcast.
I'll leave in the description of this video, if I remember, the brand and the color of this lipstick, because I have gotten a lot of compliments on it, especially on the gram. But today we're going to be answering a family member's question. Her name is Bernicia D. Okay, Bernicia.
Okay, you have to answer a question for us, being that we're answering this question. How did they come to get that name together?
You know,
for
her
you?
Daddy's it name be... was Bernard. Her
yes,
mama's
what I'm
name
guessing.
Was
Nisha.
Monisha or Monisha. Something. And then she's Bernicia.
And they had an argument. Baby, I want my baby's name on that. Baby.
So her question was kind of long-ish winded. Her mom is basically started back dating. Bernicia's 25. Her mom is 40. Mm-hmm. But her mom looks really, really young. She says she's college educated and just an awesome person. And so she's tired of being single and rushing. And she says, what signs should she look for in a man that she should be serious about? And do her adult children have to approve of him? And how long should adults with kids date before marriage? And is long distance a terrible idea? Thank you so much. First of all, thank you so much for watching our podcast. And
thank you so much
for giving us a topic to talk about, which we always appreciate. So if you all ever have a topic that you want to talk about, you can leave a comment on my channel.
Let us know.
Or you can send me a message. You can tweet me. So
y'all can tweet me, but you probably won't get a response.
You will never get a response because he doesn't have any type of
social
media, anything. Okay, so
don't.
I mean, I don't mind it.
No,
you said it out of your
neck.
I say a lot of things out of my neck. I do. So, first of all, when a woman is 40 years old, what do you think she should be looking for in a mate?
Maturity. She needs to be looking for maturity because she's like mature at 30, but, you know, guys text a little longer.
Yeah.
You're looking for maturity, stability. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm. I would say it all depends on where you are in life.
Health.
Like, yeah, that
you
would
know,
probably be a big thing because you don't want to be taking care of nobody if you're done taking care of your kids.
If you're done changing diapers, you don't want to have to start all over again with somebody with grades.
Changing adult diapers.
Hey, you know, some men don't take care of themselves at 40. You seen the commercials. Men over 40 experience early discharge.
Oh.
It happens.
Somewhere.
Hey,
they
never say where, exactly.
Yeah. I would definitely say, and if she's really taken seriously, if she just wants to be in, like, I just want, you know, a companion, then find somebody that wants the same thing. If she wants something that's, like, going to eventually turn into marriage, I would say you need to find somebody who has the same goal. Because a lot of people...
Yeah.
At 40, especially if they've done marriage before, they might be like,
sorry,
I don't want it.
I'm so sorry.
That's going to sound so bad.
I could barely hear myself. I know they could, too.
I apologize for that horrible noise that just happened in your ear. But
blame it on Tank. It was on me.
It was. But somebody who has the same, I guess, exact, like, goal type
goals or already reached their goals or well onto it, like, the
relationship
goals
is what I'm referring to. More.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What else? As far as in introducing, I want to hear your opinion on introducing or do adult kids have to approve of the
Hell no.
Really?
What
if your mother was divorced and wanted to start dating again? You wouldn't have to approve.
No, I would definitely have a huge opinion, but that ain't none of my business. Because that's my mother.
Uh-huh.
Really?
That's my mother calling really? Us in the middle of the podcast. I'm going to have
Why
to cut
is your
that
phone?
Out. Is my phone on? No, that wasn't my phone. It was my computer.
We are professionals.
It was my computer. Don't worry.
No. Yeah. Whether you're 6, 16, 26, or 36, your parents dating has nothing to do with you because they're looking for happiness. If they lean too much, I'm not saying your opinion doesn't matter because it does, but at the same time, is they can't be eager or trying to please you with someone that they're looking for.
I kind of agree with you, but I kind of don't. I do feel like at all times, well, a 25-year-old, that's a little bit different, but I do feel like children, if you don't have selfish children, will be the people that have your best interest at hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to who you decide to date and who you decide to, like, be vulnerable with, if you are a grown woman and your 25-year-old is grown and got some sense and she's like, this person is not a good person, I feel like that grown mother, that 40-year-old, should really take that to heart.
Well, if you're a grown woman in your 40s, I don't know no 25-year-old that's more mature or has more experience than I do.
Listen, you know my mother. Okay?
I know your. Let me get to that.
Okay.
Now, if there's a bunch of obvious stuff, if you truly think your mom needs help, and if she knows she needs help, because the difference is someone like your mother,
yeah.
say your mother, uh-huh. they know that they're not keen on dating or anything, like everything like that. So,
but mama don't be listening to our advice. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
But that's not a good thing.
Okay, but I'm not going to blanket that, yeah, with that, because your mom is a different woman. She has done different things in this world. She's accomplished. No, I'm just saying, she's accomplished a lot. Like, she's a whole, that's a whole different type of fruit. That fruit comes from overseas.
You're so silly. Never overseas.
Yeah.
So, I would say you should feel comfortable being that you're her daughter, voicing your opinion,
Absolutely.
Even if she don't want it. Because the fact of the matter is, if anything went wrong or happened wrong with your mother and her dating where something bad happened to her, you're going to wish you would have said something.
Yeah. If you see a bunch of red flags, of course say something, but don't expect her, and I wouldn't expect her to. So, what y'all, you know, of course you're going to ask y'all family, what y'all think of this guy?
What is happening? It's not my fault. I don't know why people are calling me right now, and my computer keeps ringing. This is about the hoodest. I'm sorry. This is okay. Listen, you had a mistake too.
No, I was at a technical difficulty. Oh, yeah.
This is
I adjusted my microphone
difficulty.
To better the sound.
I
you
don't
got phone
know
calls.
How
Who is
to
that?
Work this app. This
Call him app. Back. Call him back. Who was that?
No one knows.
No,
him.
They're gonna hear this. Back to subject. Back
yes,
on it.
Back on it. Even though she might ask you for your advice, what you were getting ready to say is don't expect her to just go with
your
advice.
Yeah, because she can't. She's not there to please you all with someone. She's there to please herself with someone that makes her happy. Now, like you said, and I agree with you, if that happens, it's like, oh, he hit me because he loves me. That's something completely different.
Right.
I'm not saying that, but stepping out into the dating scene, she's got to feel her way around like anyone else does. You can't coach and guide her through because I, like any child, I'm extremely protective of my mom. Both of my parents, but more so my mom. I can sense the protectiveness that you're coming with from in this. It's like my mom's, you know, dating.
She's got six kids, six grandchildren.
Right.
So she's got a lot of people that's probably protective over her.
Exactly. And she ain't no fool.
Right. Right.
You know, like that takes a lot. Six kids? I'm struggling with three.
Okay, so how long should adults with kids date before marriage?
I think it depends on the age of the kids.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know,
if
like,
it's young kids.
Yeah, young kids, that's a little more sensitive because
mm-hmm.
you bring in strangers around your children, whether it's male or female, whoever
is
a single one or dating or whatever you're doing. Bringing new people around your children, strangers, is never a good thing because you can't trust everybody, like,
right.
I've never been in that situation, but within the first 3 or 4 dates, you still not going to be my kids. Just how I'm thinking right now. Like, it's going to take a while.
I mean, if we got divorced, your kids ain't meeting no scallywag that you dating. That's just,
you don't know what I'm doing, okay? I'm
going to tell you what's not going to happen is my boys.
First of all, you're going to stop using your hands.
My boys ain't going to be meeting no little trollop. That you dating. That's
they
what
gonna
I
be
do
bringing
know.
Little trollops around. I didn't say it was gonna happen next week. You know, they're gonna be teenagers. Like, hey, daddy. Hey. we're about that one you brought over. I'm like, right?
They not meeting nobody. They ain't meeting Shanice. They ain't meeting Becky. They ain't meeting Maylin, whoever. Don't make me sweat.
For real, it's like, because it took a while for me to even introduce anybody to my mom, and she's mm-hmm. a grown woman. Like, you were special if you met my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, simple as that. It's like, oh, I ain't met your mom. Yeah, I know.
So you think in the reverse, it should be even more...
With young kids, absolutely, because you don't know, people are crazy.
Yeah.
You know, people will get close to you just to, you know, harm. You got to be careful. And you, like I said, you don't want that image put out there for your kids. Like, my mom always got somebody different. Or it was this guy 2 months ago. Now it's this guy 3 months later. Yeah, or the dad.
I do. That's what I do feel like you should have. You should get your kids' approval before marrying somebody. If you have younger kids, obviously, if they're 2, you know. But if you have, like, a 7 or 8-year-old and they have a really, like, sixth sense about this whole relationship, feel like you have to take it seriously
It's a close to marriage thing, absolutely, you have to bring in, especially if it's young kids. If you got 7-year-olds and stuff, it's like, oh, well, you know, you hear those horror stories.
Abusing
and stuff, and then the parent is in denial, stuff like that. Yeah.
So if your child is really, I mean, I know some kids, they just don't want their parents to date anybody or anything like that. But if that's one thing of them not wanting you to date anybody, but if they don't like the person, I feel like you have to take that seriously.
I really use my dog for gauges. Like, my dog didn't like you and something's wrong.
I mean, because my mother has married people that I didn't like. And, I mean, granted, I know she probably stands by her decision, but I think they were bad ideas. I really do.
She did, too.
Yeah, because she ain't with him no more. She's surely not. But I feel like had she probably taken some of our advice ahead of time, she wouldn't have married these people. But, you know, no telling what would have happened in life. But that is based off of the childhood that I lived. I wish she would have went off of whether or not we approved of that person.
Yeah, but you got older sisters as well, you know, so that would have been a telltale.
Yeah, but no, if I didn't like them, that should have been enough.
Nobody care what you think.
Yeah. Everybody cares.
All right.
Last question of hers is, long distance a terrible idea? I don't think so.
We did long distance for 2 years.
I think it works out even better when you're older, because, like, you know what's, hopefully by that time, you know what's really important. And it's not like...
And then you get disgusting when you're finally around each other.
Never disgusting. You get to be real nasty.
Can't look your parents in the eye anymore.
Yeah, I definitely think that long distance is fine. It just requires commitment on each other and honesty between both people of what you all expect when you all are not around each other. Do you all expect to speak to each other every day? Yeah. Or is it cool if y'all go a couple of days without talking? Are you all in an open relationship where you're still dating other people while y'all are long distance?
Do one of you only think you're in an open relationship? Right. of course, that'll change over time. If it goes on for years, you know, y'all may go from talking every day, and that gets, we know from experience, like, it gets silly.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, I'm not a phone person anyway.
Yeah.
You may miss a day or two where we didn't think anything of it, but I know people that have been like, oh my gosh, you didn't call me this morning. Like, just talk to your ass before I went to bed.
I mean, you know what? Technology has changed a whole lot since we were dating. So I think long distance is fine. You can do all types of video phone calls. You can do so many things that you would not be able to do back when. You should have seen us trying to do some ornery things. Oh,
we did a video.
And it was so pixelated.
But it was worth it.
He went to Walmart. He went to the store and
I was about to say the brand.
He went to the store and bought this cheap webcam. But we made that $16 purchase worth it. It was a slow connection. We might have had dial up.
It was. I think mine was. Now people FaceTime and they don't.
Yeah.
See, that stuff wasn't recordable then, you know?
Ain't no
leaks of me.
Yeah. So, all right, Bernicia. Hopefully that helped you some.
Bernicia. What was it?
It's Bernicia.
You're right.
Yeah, I remember her name, Bernicia D. Hopefully that was helpful. Again, if you all have any topics that you all want us to discuss, please leave them in the comment section of this video. Absolutely. Or you can tweet me. As always, please subscribe to our podcast on both iTunes and SoundCloud and rate us, because it makes us more discoverable. And we're going to give you all a whole bunch of podcasts back to back here very soon because we have been slacking.
Yes, and the next, we already know our next topic will be
story time on our date, part of yes. our life when we were dating each other.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you all know a lot about
it. Y'all know bits and pieces of pre and post.
Yeah, but you need to know a little bit about Niagara and with that.
They don't need to know that. Make sure y'all send me smoke signals. That's how you get a hold of me on social media.
And y'all know I'm that chick angel on almost every single platform. I'm an angel, the actress on Twitter. All right, guys. So we'll check you all out later this week. Y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.